Hey, this is Kathy Strand from KathyStrand.com and theglutenfreegirls.com. Around here, we talk a great deal about quote unquote dumping the junk, how dangerous highly processed food is. Some people need more help. That's why I want you to hear from Dr. Susan Pierce Thompson. The bright line eating system, I think, is a missing piece. Now, I will admit that when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, I had a severe eating problem to the point where I was actually stealing food from my friends. That's pretty bad. But I want you to know food addiction is real and you likely need some help. And that's why we're going to talk to Dr. Susan Pierce Thompson today about the Bright Line Eating System.
What you just said, like, hits me to my core, and it just raises for me what my life's mission is, which is to create an option, a plan, a pathway out, to share the way out for anyone who is feeling that empty, hollow, red-faced shame around their eating, so that they know that there's a way to get your integrity back around food, to get what I like to call happy, thin, and free. And I lived with that shame of my eating for most of my life. And, you know, I'm a 10++ on the susceptibility scale, and I've binged in ways that most people could hardly fathom. And that lack of integrity that exists when day after day, month after month, year after year, I was promising myself that I would eat one way and then I was eating another way. Or I was promising myself I would stop, you know, at one serving and then I would have so many more. It gutted me. I mean, it just flat out gutted me. And it, the baffling thing was that I was successful in so many areas of life. I was earning a PhD. I could run a marathon. I was happily married. I seemed so confident and successful in so many other ways, but my eating was this area of my life that was completely out of control. And I didn't make up the solution to this. I call the solution bright line eating, but you know, it came to me in the form of a 12-step program for food addiction. And someone shared it with me, and it worked. And I'd been trying everything under the sun, including other 12-step programs that hadn't worked for me. And when it worked, it was like everything just clicked into place. When the bright lines were bright enough, everything clicked into place. And suddenly, one day at a time, by committing what I was going to eat and then eating only and exactly that, this system created the pathway by which I could get my integrity back. And today, I trust myself around food. I no longer live in that hell of feeling disempowered and a lack of control around food. I weigh what I want to weigh. I eat the way I know it's best for me to eat, and there's sort of just a period at the end of that sentence, like end of story. And the fact that that is my truth today is the biggest miracle in my entire life, and I just really want to share that pathway with others. And, you know, it's not for everybody, and it's certainly not for the faint of heart. It's for people who really know that they want a way to get out of that conundrum, that stuck place. And, you know, who really are willing to do what it takes to get happy, thin, and free. And that's my life's mission, is to share that roadmap. And I'm not at all in, like, the convincing business. You know, if somebody's like, oh, that's not for me, I say, fine. Believe me, I know you want for me, too. You know, like, if it's for you, then it's like there's freedom. But if it's not for you, then don't do it. You know, like, I'm not here to tell anybody they should be eating according to the Bright Line Eating way. But for people who need it, it can feel like the breath of life itself. It can be just the missing piece that they never had. And that's what it was for me. So that's my mission, is to share that.
There is something that you have, Susan, called the susceptibility food scale, how we are around food. Tell us about that susceptibility food scale so we can see our own food behavior.
So in a nutshell, the susceptibility scale is, I think of it as a continuum from maybe 1 to 10 or 0 to 10 or something like that, that measures how susceptible specific people are to the addictive properties of refined foods, like the pull of refined foods. And so someone who is on the high end, like a 9 or a 10 on the susceptibility scale, experiences profound cravings for food and probably obsesses about food or thinks about food a lot, plans what they're going to eat, thinks about their next meal a lot, maybe spends a lot of time worrying about or thinking about what they have or haven't eaten, whether they're on or off their plan. They are likely to experience eating and not feeling satisfied, like wanting to eat more, maybe even eating to the point where the stomach is screaming, I'm full, and the brain is saying, yeah, but I don't want to stop eating yet. Like the mouth is wanting more, even though the body cavity is clearly full. That's not enough to make them stop eating. Oh, good. I'm a 10 on this scale. So I'll say me, stop eating. And so they experience not feeling satiated with food and also a feeling of from time to time or maybe even very frequently feeling out of control with their eating. So saying, I'm just going to have one and then having watching themselves have three, or I'm not going to eat any of that today and then deciding later on to change the rules and have some anyway, or I'm going to stop eating these foods and not being able to do it. So that's the profile of someone who's high on the susceptibility scale. And then on the other end of the scale, there's people who are on the low end, a 1, a 2, or a 3, and they tend not to think about food very much. You know, their body screams at them, hey, I'm hungry, and they go, oh, right, I got to eat something. And they sit down and they eat something, and, you know, they eat a little bit, they eat enough to feel satisfied, but satisfaction quickly sets in, and along with satisfaction comes an immediate loss of interest in food, you know, or some kind of rational decision to like, you know, that's probably enough. I think I'll save this for later. This would probably be good if I boxed it up and I'll have it later. They don't frequently experience being out of control with their eating, and they don't obsess about food. They're not thinking about it a lot in between times. And, you know, then there's people in the middle who, you know, maybe relate to some degree to craving.
Susan, I think we can really team up here. There are plenty of my readers who are high on the susceptibility food scale, yet they want to be healthy and they want to stop eating highly processed food, especially white flour, sugar, and wheat. White flour, sugar, and wheat are a very, very important part of the bright line eating. It's one of the rules. It's one of those rules you don't go against. If there's a person who cannot do that on their own because of their high susceptibility to food, then your program, Bright Line Eating, will be so helpful. That's why I think we can team up here. Let's talk about food first.
Once people start sticking to a plan of eating, most of their psychological issues and low self-esteem and all the things you just referenced get better. Maybe not all, but I would say about 80%. And, you know, usually you're left with something that you need to deal with, but the reality is that people have come to the conclusion that they're weak-willed, that they don't love themselves because they've watched themselves plan out in all earnestness a diet and exercise regimen that they are committed to sticking to, and they have watched themselves turn on a dime and decide not to eat that after all, and to decide to reward themselves with getting a pizza because it's Friday night and they're exhausted and they don't want to cook dinner, and then they've decided to have some ice cream after the pizza, and then they've sat there with this full stomach of pizza and ice cream and thought to themselves, this was going to be the week that it was going to be different. I was going to finally turn over a new leaf, and here I am again. And the only conclusion that it makes sense to draw in that situation is, I'm weak-willed, I don't love myself enough to treat myself well with food, you know, and fill in the blank of other, you know, I'm gross, I'm disgusting, you know, I'm a failure. And the reality is that their brain is exerting pressures beyond their control, and they're drawing conclusions about their character from the results of their actions, which all they need to do is stick to, you know, do like adopt the Bright Line Eating framework, learn what it is, and even just one day of writing down their food, committing what they're going to eat, and then eating only and exactly that starts to refill that integrity bank and that self-esteem bank and that self-love bank to the point where day after day after day, I don't know, maybe 100 days later, they're a whole new person. And the job that was so awful and the relationship that was so awful and the self-esteem that seemed so low, it despaired of ever getting solved, all that doesn't look that way anymore. And all it takes is changing the way you eat. So there's a book that came out some time ago. It's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. Like trying to get people to look at their emotional issues as a way to control their eating, that if you really loved yourself, you wouldn't hurt yourself with food. And I want to say, I think it's the opposite. It's not what's eating you. It's what you're eating. It's the food first. And once you get the food right, all the other psychological stuff straightens out. For a lot of people, food is what we call a keystone habit, which is a habit that once you establish it, makes everything better.
Okay, thank you so much, Susan Pierce Thompson. Listen, I'm Kathy Strand, and I'm urging you to go right now. There's a link here to the susceptibility quiz. It's only 5 questions, very simple. Find out if you are susceptible to food addiction. If you're already having trouble with food, if you think about it all the time, if you have binges, if you don't feel like you are like everyone else around food, please go take the quiz. The link is right here below this player. I'm Kathy Strand from KathyStrand.com and theglutenfreegirls.com.